Welcome to Random Radio. I'm your host, David Bolander, and thanks for listening in. So for you new guys, every week we discuss a random topic, whether from a listener like you or my choice. This week we're going to be talking about, and I say this in quotations, that kid. And don't forget that any opinions shared on the show are just opinions, and if anybody offends you, they don't need to offend. And with that out of the way, let's get on with the show. So I'd like to start off talking about my home country, America, as a whole. So I mean that kid, both as the annoying kid and as the jerk and as whatever else you want to call that kid, right? I'd say America as a country is always envisioned, even in America, especially in America actually, as a sort of, I don't know, as just kind of self-righteous, I guess. Just like, oh yeah, we're perfect. Even though in reality, we're probably the worst one out there. Or we're one of the worst ones. One of the big things that I really hate about America is, well, one of the many things I hate about America is that they're self-righteous, for one. And also that we have a different measuring system than the rest of the world because we had to be different, right? So most other places measure in centimeters, meters, and kilometers, along with other more precise measurements. America decides to do things in inches, feet, and yards, but something dumb about that. So there are 100 centimeters in 1 meter, and there are 1,000 kilometers in there are 1,000 meters in a kilometer, right? As per my understanding, I'm probably totally wrong about that, but, basically, in America, we have it way different. there are 12 inches in a foot. I can't remember how many feet are in a yard, but it sure as heck is not even. Yards in an acre, and then acre in a mile? Those are just ridiculous, and that's one of the things I hate about America, is the fact that our distance calculations have to be so much harder, just because we decided to be different, right? America as a whole, I'm not a huge fan, personally. I like all the government stuff about it. Politics is going down the drain just a little bit currently. But I do kind of like how we have it set up for the most part. I'd rather live here than anywhere else. Like, everywhere has their flaws, right? But I feel like America, for me, has quite a few flaws, but it's probably still my best choice. Honestly. Next, I'd actually like to talk about those kids in school, right? Or in school, at work, whatever. Jerk. I'd like to talk about some of the jerks at school, okay? I know a few people who are just absolute jerks, right? And nobody bothers to tell them jerks because they know that they won't be left alone, right? You'll be more left alone if you don't tell them they're jerks, right? Just because the jerks, typically what ends up happening is if you do tell them that they're a jerk, they will pester you for the rest of eternity about the fact that you told them that they were a jerk. That's my experiences, personally. I don't know if that's just a me thing. I don't know what that is, but honestly, I don't know. Some people in school just blow my mind, along with a few adults, a few adults I've met and a few adults I know I'm just like, really? How'd you pass high school? How'd you pass middle school? How'd you pass elementary school? I even meet a couple of adults, that I think just, how did you pass preschool? How in the world did you pass preschool? How in the world did they let you out? Yeah, I don't know. And along with the kids in school, I'd also actually like to talk about autistic kids, and I mean nothing against autistic kids, by the way. I think that they were blessed with a great mind, and thus that took away from other things, right? That took away from their physical function. Sometimes I wish for a moment, every once in a while, then I just like to think, what if I was autistic? But at the same time, then I'm just like, if I were autistic, I probably wouldn't be talking to you. And by the way, we're actually going to be getting back to that here in a minute, about me being autistic. But we're going to Yeah, we're gonna get back to that. But autistic kids, for the most part, in my experiences, most of them are actually really, really kind. They're amazing people, right? Just to be around. And like, yeah, they might have a speech impediment, which just all that means is that they can't express their opinions or their ideas as fully as other people can, right? Which is okay, right? It's fine, and sometimes it's kind of frustrating to deal with, but honestly, I think it's perfectly fine. I don't know. That's just me, I guess. I don't know. I'm just that kind of guy who's just like, yeah, people are beautiful. People are beautiful no matter what you are, especially with people who are autistic, because it's like, well, you were just born into it and you didn't really get much of a choice about whether you were or not, right? So I'm like, well, it wasn't their fault. There's no point in being mad to them about it, right? I don't know. That's just my opinions on that. And with that, let's actually go into our commercial portion. So, as you guys know, I didn't actually upload a video this last Monday, and this episode is coming out very late at night, or well, very late, like 9:30 probably. At least I hope. As I'm recording this, it's like 9:13, so I'm just like, yeah, I just hope that I get it out before 9:30. But my reason why is because mental health, it's not necessarily that my mental health has been bad. It's just that I've been trying to take it a little bit easier. Not necessarily because I'm getting stressed out, but because I don't want to get stressed out, right? And I feel like it's good every once in a while just to have a weekend or just have a week where I'm just taking it easy, right? Just getting stuff done ASAP when I need to get it done, and then just sitting around doing nothing or sitting around and doing whatever I want to do, right? And don't get me wrong, I love doing the podcast, but I guess it honestly, last Monday, it slipped my mind until Monday night, right? I've been thinking about this episode for reference, most of the time I'm thinking about it at least from like Friday evening to when I post, right? That's usually my thinking time of like I'm actively thinking about the podcast. But for last week, I didn't think about it until Monday night, and it just blew my mind how late it, like, I was struggling to go to sleep Monday night, right? And it was like 10 p.m. and then I was like, dang it, I have a podcast that I need to do. But I didn't, I guess I just, I don't know, I'm lazy. I'll leave it at that. I'm kind of lazy and I just didn't bother. Plus, I was actually starting to get to sleep, so I don't know. Mental health makes you forget about some things, but honestly, I think mental health, it really helped me because I'm in such a good mood right now. And I really hope that stays that way, especially with my finals coming up. I'm sure to get a lot of stress at the same time. Like next week, not this week, but next week, we have finals coming up, which means stress. But honestly, I think that this is going to be much better. Because recently then I've been having a new mentality about like tests and stuff. Like most of the time, most people are always just like the traditional test mentality is like, oh man, I'm so stressed. What if I get something wrong? What if I fail the test? Or what if I bomb the test, right? My new mentality is just like, well, if I do good, amazing. That means I'm actually understanding and doing stuff right. If I bomb the test, that's the score I was gonna get regardless of if I stressed or not, right? Plus, I'm pretty sure that I can't remember. I read an article somewhere, but I can't remember what it was. But they were basically talking about how it's a statistical thing where people have actually, like scientists, have actually tested that if you tell yourself that you're going to do a good job, and if you actively think while you're taking a test that you're going to do a good job on the test, then that means that, like, imagine it this way, okay? If the highest possible score you think you're going to be able to get is 50%, that's all you're going to be able to get as a high score. If you think you're going to get 98%, right? Then yeah, it might hurt a little bit when you don't get 100%, but it's like, well, I don't know. I don't know. I guess you just need to work a little bit harder, maybe study a little bit more, but regardless of if you're stressing or not, that test is going to go as well as that test is going to go, right? I don't know, that's my mentality. But yeah, mental health. And just to, as a personal thing, I don't know if you guys really want to know about this. It's probably a little bit too much information. But I'm going to start making a health backup video probably this week, just so that then, if I do take a mental health day or if I get sick or something and I just can't do the podcast, then I'm not stuck. I want to have just a backup video or two. Just, I know this first one will probably talk about mental health, and then the one after that will probably talk about physical health, social health, mental health, or physical health. Already went over this, dude. Never mind. But yeah, I'm gonna make a backup video just so that this doesn't happen again, hopefully. And I really like doing this, right? I love doing a podcast, but yeah. I'm sorry, this commercial is taking way too long, but there are a few more points that I still want to talk about, but then we'll get back to that kid. So next point of business, in case you haven't noticed, since episode 4 or 5, I've started putting in end cards to my videos, and basically what happens is they show you a link to my channel so that you can subscribe to it. If you're not already subscribed, I'm not going to push you to, but if you want to, feel free. It's completely free, and you can always unsubscribe later, which I know is a very YouTuber thing to say nowadays, but sorry. Sorry, I kind of have to do that. For people on Spotify, I think that there's the equivalent to that is following, right? Which I think does a similar thing to subscribing. It alerts you when I post a new video or post a comment or something like that. It lets you know that kind of stuff. And then for those of you on YouTube, I'd really appreciate it if you guys could like the video. It really honestly helps out. Like, if you enjoy the content, it really helps get the video out there. It helps a surprising amount. I was actually looking into the YouTube algorithm the other day, and it was basically talking about or and it was sort of, I don't know, my from what I can gather, likes and watch time on videos really help out, and the impression click-through rate. An impression is basically just whenever you see a video, right? You don't necessarily click on it, but then there's the impression click-through rate, right? Which is how many the percentage of impressions you get that people click on, right? And so, yeah, getting likes and impression click-through rate higher means that it can be put out to more people, which then means the channel grows, right? Which is just a really cool thing. I guess I don't know why you guys would want to know that, but I guess I'm telling you anyway. Sorry. And then final order of business. Sorry. Sorry again for all that. I'd like to you guys to comment on my videos just so that then I can see your guys' feedback, see your guys' opinions and stuff, right? Right? I really want to get into the community. And for those of you guys who don't know, I'm also thinking about getting onto a platform called Wisdom, just so that then it's more conversation based and it's more interactive with people. So I guess, I don't know, I want to get more into that, but I haven't had a chance to yet. But if I do, and I'll probably tell you guys about it more in the next episode, like a specific day if I'm gonna do it, a specific day and time and whatever. But yeah, comment on the videos so that I can know what you guys are doing. Sorry that I'm getting so off track. But with that, let's actually get back into the main topic. Sorry again for the long commercial. So my last main point, aside from the application, is actually going to be talking more so about me, and I apologize for that. I apologize in advance, just because I don't know. People always say, yeah, you're your worst, you are your own worst critic. That is totally true. Whoever says that's false is a liar. But yeah, but I'd just like to talk about me for a minute. Sometimes I think that I am like that kid, and I say that in quotations, right? By the way that people, I want to say treat me, that makes it sound like a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. It's more like they view me as innocent, right? Which I am really not. And if any of you guys who know me in real life, if you guys notice you're treating me like the innocent, I like it. Feel free to keep doing it. Sometimes it just makes my brain think, do they see me as like a child still, or do they see me as like that kid, right? And nobody ever tells me, so I'm just like, well, Yeah, so my brain just has like a mini panic attack. But yeah. And most people that are like innocent, I've even noticed myself doing it to some people just that I know who are like innocent, the innocents, right, at school. There is the majority of the school that like swears, that talks about drugs and all sorts of dumb stuff. And then there are the people who either don't get the jokes or get the jokes but don't actually say any of the jokes, right? We can laugh at the jokes and we understand the jokes. It's just we won't talk about the jokes, right? And all those innocent people, I guess, I don't know. I think that some people view them as that kid sometimes, not necessarily as an annoying kid, but as just like the different kid, right? But yeah, that's mostly enough about me. But another thing is tattling. Right? Tattling is sort of like claiming, it's like when your friend whispers to you in class, right? And you decide to stand up, raise your hand, and wait for the teacher to call on you, right? And the teacher calls on you, and you say, "My friend was just talking in class." That is tattling, sort of. Unless they're talking in the middle of a lecture, right? And you still shouldn't do that. But overall, tattling is just like calling out all the little things, right? Which is just hugely annoying, and I try not to tattle, but I think I do on occasion. I don't know though, or some people view that I do it, but I don't know. Yeah, sorry, but that's enough about me. As for how we can actually apply this that kid mentality to us, right? I don't think that we should view it as a that kid mentality, right? We really shouldn't. And I don't think that we should hate these kids, right? I think that it's like all the jerks, right? If you've ever noticed, then those jerks typically in high school at least, end up walking around either with their two friends or with their one friend or just alone, right? And just beating down on people. And it just kind of makes me feel bad for them. And that actually goes on to the next thing, just be understanding, right? Just like with the autistic kids. You just need to understand there are some things that they can't do, but you also need to be aware that they can do almost the same things everybody else can do, right? There are just a few minor things that they cannot do, and you just need to kind of overlook that, right? Or not overlook, but you need to understand that there are things that they cannot do, but if they think they can do it, feel free to let them try, right? I'm glad that they're trying to do something rather than yeah, rather than just kind of giving up. Yeah, so I guess just don't hate on these people, right? Be more understanding of them. Just be like, is there a reason why they're acting this way, right? Just try to understand with them. Maybe even try to be friends with them, right? Because people like that, then it's just like, I don't know. It's not that they're annoying, but sometimes it can be hard for them to make friends, including myself. I have a very hard time making friends. But yeah, just be understanding, don't hate, try to make friends with them. But yeah, and with that, this is about time for the end of the show. So I'd just like to remind you guys to like the video on YouTube, to follow on Spotify, subscribe on YouTube, whatever typical YouTube stuff, or typical podcast or YouTube spreading stuff. But yeah. I hope you guys have a good rest of your day, and I am David Bolander, and this was Random Radio, signing off.